Address, President Bush urged Americans to honor those who've given their lives in service to the nation, as well as those who are defending freedom around the world today. He told the story of Sergeant David Kristoff of Ohio, a U.S. Marine who enlisted immediately following the September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States.
Asked why he made the decision to serve, David said, "I don't want my brother and sister to live in fear."
Mr. Bush said Kristoff earned a medal for the wounds he suffered in street battles in the Iraqi city of Fallujah and later requested a second tour in Iraq because he believed there was a job to finish there. Kristoff died in Anbar province a year ago. But Mr. Bush said even in death, Kristoff found a way to express his concern and support for his fellow soldiers.
When his family received his belongings, his mother and his father each found a letter from David. He asked that they pray for his fellow Marines and all those still serving overseas.
Mr. Bush said on Memorial Day, celebrated Monday, the nation will honor Kristoff's request by praying for those serving overseas and their families and loved ones. He said Memorial Day is a time for Americans to rededicate themselves to freedom's cause. He said it's also a time to pay tribute to Americans from every generation who've given their lives for freedom. In the Democrats' radio address, former Marine Elliot Anderson, a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, said he was proud to serve his country, but that he and some of his fellow service members oppose U.S. involvement in Iraq.
"I know I speak for many of my friends overseas when I say the best way to honor the troops is to responsibly end our involvement in Iraq's civil war."
President Bush is spending Memorial Day weekend at Camp David, the presidential mountain retreat near Washington. Before he left Friday, he presented 5 Purple Heart medals to wounded service members at the National Naval Medical Center. Monday, he returns to the nation's capital to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery. Marissa Melton, VOA News, Washington.